Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe the greatest playoff game of all time. Maybe. I mean, people are saying it. I don't know. Man, you know me. I'm new to enjoying sports, and I've just now jumped back on the bandwagon. By the way, thanks for keeping my seat warm, everyone. And it was an amazing game. I mean, it was just, I was like, we're going to lose. We're going to win. Wow, we're going to lose. We're going to win. We're going to lose. Holy cow, we won. That's literally the game.
Yeah.
The craziest goddamn thing I've ever seen. I don't know that, has there ever been, I know all those chuckleheads love the statistics, like, you know, well, for the T minus 42 seconds and 25 points and 2 minutes.
The 25 points in the last 2 minutes.
Has any of these things ever been done? Has anybody ever seen a 12-minute, 10-minute version of that?
I don't think so.
I mean, it was pretty over the top. Well, I thought for sure we were going to lose. The only one in the living room in my house was my buddy Chad. It was like 12, 13 seconds. He goes, there's time. He goes, he can do this. I was like, uh-huh.
The cool stuff, and this is the stuff that Trent can speak to because he was in the league for so long and played quarterback, but like the stuff from the huddle, like with them giving the play and Kelsey going, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm gonna do this, whatever. Mahomes like, yeah, do it. Or like Joe Montana in the Super Bowl, like they're in this huge moment and he looks over and he looks back at everybody in the huddle and he goes, hey, look, that's John Candy. The stuff where they have just ice water in their veins.
For the Bengals. But the Bengals, he goes, they had to pull him out. He was in the last couple, three seconds or whatever. And I guess he looked at the backup quarterback and he just goes, I guess we're going to the AFC Championship. and just walks over there and boop, right through the uprights. I'm like, whew.
But that's the great stuff about sports.
No doubt about it, man. Calling the shots is a genius move.
Born July 9th in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, he is a graduate of Indiana University who spent time playing for the Washington Redskins and the St. Louis Rams before being traded to the Kansas City Chiefs, where he spent 5 seasons rivaling some of the most legendary quarterbacks in the league in total passing yards. He retired in 2009, making the move to the broadcast booth and working with numerous charities in and around Kansas City, and he's here today to talk about the Chiefs' stunning win over Buffalo this past Sunday, and the team's upcoming AFC Championship game this coming Sunday against the Bengals. Please welcome, Chiefs great and friend of the show, Trent Green.
Mr. Trent Green, how are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Johnny. I tell you what, it was a heck of a game, a heck of a weekend when you look at all four games, but I can't imagine the ramifications you're going to have to deal with cutting off Nikki in the middle of her talk and you say, wait a second, I'm going to cut you off so I can talk sports. You're going to have to deal with that later.
Listen, she wears these little shirts that say love or kindness or all these wonderful inspirational phrases, and she's like a ball of hate.
She has that on while she's got a knife hidden in her purse.
Yes. It's the glove compartment.
So when you're watching this game on Sunday, Trent, what do you think? You're a guy who's been on that field, in these positions. You've seen it from a different view than anybody else we can talk to. When you're watching that, are you just, is your mouth open? Are you just staring at it going, how in the hell is this happening like this?
Yeah, it's, you know, when you get games like that, you know, just to backtrack a little bit, I was broadcasting the Tennessee and Cincinnati game, and our game came down to the last second field goal, and it literally was, you know, you just mentioned it. You know, the field goal kicker for the Bengals ran out on the field and said, hey, congratulations, you're going to the AFC Championship. This is before he even kicked it.
And it's so good. It's, you know, so it, good.
And it's a 52-yarder, and, you know, just in the 20s, you know. So it's not like the football is, you know, in cold weather. That's a whole other conversation. But so our game was amazing. We're like, gosh, it's going to be hard for these next three games to live up to that hype. And then, you know, and then the next game goes down to the final, you know, the final play as well. And then the first game on Sunday goes down to the final play as well. It's like, oh, my gosh, we've had three games in a row come down to the final play of the game, and it's all decided in the last couple of seconds. There's no, and then sure, then the Chiefs and Buffalo beat it. They beat all of them by as you said, having that many touchdowns in the final 2 minutes. You know, that many lead changes in the final 2 minutes, and then with 13 seconds, I just can't. No, I'm like everybody else. I was just shaking my head. I was like, I don't even know what play you call. You're sitting there, and I'm like, well, I guess that's a good idea to get it to the fastest man in the world and let him run for 20 yards on the very first play and call timeout. I mean, just some of those things. It's like Buffalo mismanaged the final 13 seconds very, very bad, and the Chiefs, you know, capitalized on all of it.
Well, and it was just amazing to watch, you know, the Buffalo Bills quarterback. I don't like that. To watch what he could do, you're like, oh, my God, this is like Mahomes' counterpart. Like, you're seeing him do some stuff that I was like, this looks very familiar. And he just kept answering it. And then, you know, right as we took it down, like you said, the 13-second mark, they scored, and you're like, well, you know what? I feel like we, you know, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. And I'm kind of like in my heart, I've got, well, I don't know much. It seems like there's no way to get this back. And the guy sitting next to me, my buddy Chad, just goes, no, 13 seconds. He could do this. And so we're watching, and he does. And I look at that guy's face, the Buffalo Bills quarterback, and he is the 1,000-yard stare of, I just can't even believe what I'm watching right now.
You know, and I've, you know, talked to Josh quite a bit through the broadcast, through what I do, and you know, I feel for him because, I mean, he works at it. You know, he's from a small town in Wyoming. He went to Wyoming, you know, his first year in the league, even though he's a first-round pick, you know, wasn't the most successful. He, you know, he struggled a little bit, but the way his game has evolved, and you can see when he runs the football, he's, even though he and Mahomes are very similar, they're very different styles of quarterbacks. Josh Allen is like 6'5", you know, 245. He's like a bulldozer when he runs the football. So different styles that he and Mahomes have. And but you know the work that he's put into it and how much it means to him, and to just see that, you know, to see that stare, as you said, showing his face, that stare, you know, into nowhere, right? You're staring off into nowhere because of you couldn't believe what just happened. But, you know, as you said, 13 seconds, I know you've talked about the Andy Reid quote, you know, when things look grim, go be the Grim Reaper. How awesome of a quote is that? That in itself is legendary, you know. When things look grim, they'll be the Grim Reaper. So that's exactly what Patrick did.
Well, and Kelce saying, I'm not going to do that play. I'm going to get open. And then you can hear Mahomes go, do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't that cool? I mean, so those are the moments, you know, I don't talk as much as some of the other broadcasters talk because I like hearing those things. I like, you know, I let the certain, there's certain moments, so just let the moment be the moment. You don't have to
right.
you know, fill it with stuff. So that, I mean, that's, everybody's got their style, and but I love those moments as a fan. You know, I love hearing those things. So when you're sitting there watching the game, and then, you know, you can hear them going through the cadence, and then you hear that, you know, to improvise the way that they did in that moment. That just tells you the connection that those two have and that they were on the same page. They saw the same things, what the defense was doing. The defense made adjustments. They said, listen, the last time they threw it to Tyreek was this, you know, four receivers on one side. Let's overload this side. And, you know, they had a safety over top corner to the outside with Kelce. And he just saw the leverage and he took advantage of it. I mean, in reality, my guess is on the backside, he was supposed to do some kind of out route, something that would get him out of bounds. And if it's isolated and the guy's inside leverage, take that. But he saw it, and they just the fact that they were on the same page and willing to do it and make the adjustment and then have the timeout in their pocket to make it happen. And that doesn't even count, you know, the touchdown in overtime that he and Kelce were on. I mean, because that's a phenomenal, you know, that's a legendary play in itself.
And then the best was, because I, you know me, I don't follow it, certainly not like others do. And then the coin toss comes up, and when my buddy next to me just goes, 95% chance if we win this, then we're going to win the whole game. And I'm like, what? And then, bing, we get it. I'm like, how do you know this stuff? I've never heard this stuff. But that's apparently true. You have a 95% chance if you win the toss.
So no, you don't.
No. Nope. All right. Well, listen, he has me believing it because we did. So I was like,
No. So everybody thinks that. I did a show yesterday, and actually, if you win the coin toss, you have a 58% probability compared to a 42%. Because if you go down, it used to be you could go down and if you scored anything, it was over. So you kick a field goal, and win. So a lot of times you only had to go like 30, 35 yards. Now, if you get the ball first, you have to score a touchdown to win the game. Or the defense can get a safety or get a defensive touchdown, and that'll end the game. But if you only get a field goal, then the other team gets an opportunity to either go down and get a touchdown and win or go down and get a field goal and then extend it. They changed that rule a few years ago. So because of that, now it's 58-42. But if you do go down and get a touchdown like the Chiefs did, then yeah, it's a walk-off. The other team doesn't get a chance. And I think the way that final 2 minutes went and the number of touchdowns the Chiefs got, the number of touchdowns the Bills got, everyone knew. So I'll agree with your buddy. Because of the way the final 2 minutes went, neither defense could stop either offense.
Yeah.
So whoever got the ball, you knew that team was going to go down and get a touchdown, which ultimately would win the game. And so even though the numbers say 58%, in that situation and knowing how those offenses were both working and the defenses weren't stopping them, I'll go with it. Yeah, go with his number. Go with his number. We'll stick with that.
Listen, I should have sent this to you, but I've discovered, and you can feel free to use this in your broadcast, if you're just joining the show, the great Trent Green, 15 seasons in the NFL, two-time Pro Bowler, broadcaster with CBS. I've been going to virtual 8-ball online. You know, remember those Magic 8-balls? And I can show you at the time I actually shook the Magic 8-ball virtually and said, will the Chiefs win today? And that came back, it's decidedly so, and it was right. I was like, bing, sent it to Lysik, boop, sent it to golf, boop, sent it off to another friend. And I'm like, I should have sent this to you. You can use it on your next broadcast.
You know how many times I want to say that as a kid? You know, you'd shake it and you wouldn't get the response you wanted. And you wanted to just chuck it in the wall or chuck it out the door or just, you know,
shake it again. On
the ground. So, yeah. So the world's coming to an end, but now there's a virtual 8-ball. Because that is.
Dude, what a moment. But even then, and seeing, and Mahomes really is making his legend and he's putting it together. Everything he does, like you see him run out there on the field and talk to him and find him on the field, like really go looking for Allen, and you go, man, look, like what a move, what a great move, and not to be a dick, like to really go, hey, man, that was what an amazing thing we just did.
Well, the way it looks, the two of them are going to have some legendary battles here for the next however many years they decide to play, because you know they're only a year apart. One's 25, one's 26. They played against each other last year in the AFC Championship game. They played together earlier this season when Buffalo came and beat the Chiefs. And then now they got another classic. And guess what? They're playing each other again next season in the regular season.
Sure.
So we may get a double dip of it again next year. It's one of those rivalries. And as a player, there's certain guys, you know, you have the – it's kind of the normal thing at the end of games. You go up and you give your, you know, a quarterback to quarterback. You know, just like head coaches come and shake the hand, quarterback, quarterback, you go and shake hands. And there's certain guys you go up, hey, good luck the rest of the way, hey, stay healthy, you know, whatever, that kind of stuff. And then there's other guys that you just have so much respect for because you know the grind that goes into the job and the work that goes into the job. And yes, it's very rewarding and you get lots of, you know, obviously lots of money and lots of accolades and lots of, you know, all the stuff that comes with it. But there's also the work, you know, and you know, to be at that level, to play at the level that those two are playing at, there's a mutual respect that you can see. And I thought it was tremendous on Patrick's part to find him, because that's his moment, right? That's the Chiefs' moment. They just had this miracle comeback. The fact that they got it done, they're going to the fourth straight AFC Championship game. They got a chance to go to their third straight Super Bowl. I mean, that's his moment. And for him to think, man, I got to go find Josh because, man, what a battle that was. And I got to talk to him. That just shows you the respect that he has for Josh Allen. And I know the respect is mutual because of how hard those two work. the types of games they have, and you know, we're gonna be fortunate to see this battle for a lot of years coming up, and it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I was just like, I feel like I saw something great that I'll never see again. Like, to me, I was like, I don't think you could see a more exciting, more roller coaster, more down to the last moment game with two greater athletes that you just, nobody's gotten to the point yet with these guys that they hate them because they're so good. They haven't hit their Jeff Gordon or Tom Brady yet. And, you know, speaking of Tom Brady, like, I watched him walk across the field. I caught that at the end of their game, and he did not want to talk. He did it, but you could tell he just kept trying to walk off. And the other guy's like, oh, let me tell you something else. And something else. I know I just beat you. Let me tell you something else. Because it's my, and I'm like, whoo, he had a rough one.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit different. That's 22 years, and, you know, he has the right to be the grumpy 44-year-old.
Sure.
Everybody else there was, when he won his first Super Bowl, a lot of those kids, some of those guys weren't even born yet. So,
it's amazing.
His career has been phenomenal. But, you know, I heard you talking about, like, the excitement of those two, and you know, it's hard to Chiefs fans better be ready this weekend, because I tell you what, the Bengals rolling in here, they've got tons of weapons. They've got a very confident football team and a confident quarterback in Joe Burrow. So it could be another shootout. Earlier, just in week 17, the Chiefs lost to the Bengals, and Joe Burrow threw for over 400 yards and four touchdowns. And, you know, Jamar Chase, who's a rookie wide receiver, did some phenomenal things. And those two were teammates at LSU and have carried it over. So this is gonna, everybody catch your breath this week, because this weekend it could be another one of those, you know, high flying, high scoring types of games, because it's two really good teams facing off on Sunday.
Who is favored in the game? I know we have
right now, from what I saw, the Chiefs are, and I was surprised. I'm not a gamble. Well, first off, it's we can't gamble because we cover the sports, but I'm not one, because I'm Johnny. I'm really, really bad at it. As crazy as that sounds. I'm just really bad at it. But I saw it on the when I was watching the basketball game last night, the ticker thing that goes underneath and scores and all that stuff, and it showed that the Chiefs were 7-point favorites, which I thought, I know they're playing at home, and you know, they just lost to the Bengals a couple weeks ago, and they are on a momentum and a high, and their defense is playing, you know, better, not so much in the last quarter against Buffalo, but I was surprised to see that it's that much at 7, but I don't know. They've got those big palaces in Las Vegas for a reason.
Oh.
So those guys know a lot more than I do, because, like I said, I'm not very good at it.
I'm 100% lose in all sports betting. Every time I've ever bet on sports, and I've always been talked into it, I've literally never won a dime. I've lost every dime I've ever bet on sports, so I don't do it anymore.
That's a good idea. Know your limitations. Hey, stay in your lane. It's right.
Yeah,
How many people try getting outside their lane and get outside their lane and bam, something happens? So yes, you know your limitations. So that's good. You know that.
Listen, my problem is I bet who I want to win. That's the problem. I go.
I know.
I can't bet against the Chiefs. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, it just the money will always be on them. Or you bet on who you want to win. And I'm like, and that's not the way you make money. That's wishing. That's not gambling. Yeah.
Well, and from what I've heard, I've talked to people, you know, because in the business, you talk to people that are around that world, and, you know, some of it goes into, like, they'll set a spread based on the fan base. So they'll know that a certain, you said, you want to bet with your heart, right? You want to bet with who you want to win. So they know that when they're setting it.
Sure.
So they'll set it a certain way, thinking, okay, this fan base is stronger than this fan base, so we know we're going to get more action from this fan base. So let's set the spread here, because they'll dump a bunch of action into it, and then we can move the point spread based on, you know, how it's bet at the beginning or whatever. So I didn't even think they, you know, that just tells you how naive I am. I thought they were just giving us legit spreads on what they thought the score was going to be. No, they're doing it based on whatever algorithms and data science and all that other stuff they have, saying, this fan base is more of a gambling fan base than this one, so we're going to try and influence this one more than the other. I mean, it's once again, it's way above my head.
I
try and keep it simple.
There's so many things I don't know, Trent, and I know we have limited time, but like, I didn't know you couldn't bet. You're not playing the game. Like, why is it that, yes, you're an announcer, but you can't influence the game?
No, we can't. You know, and I don't. CBS just asks us to. They just say, listen, we cover a lot of sports. it's you know, we have inside information to the NFL. We have different TV crews and people that we know within our network that cover college football. We cover a lot of college basketball. So, I mean, we get some privy conversations to coaches and players that gamblers and people like that would drool over. So they basically, I don't know legally, but I know they've come out and they said, you know, we don't want you guys, anything that CBS has a footprint in or a part of, it just wouldn't look good for any of us.
I was surprised when I saw the Caesars Palace sponsorship in the NFL.
Right. So that's the other thing. It's like, wait a second. So the league has gambling sponsorships. All the individual teams have gambling sponsorships. Some stadiums even have like a book in their stadium. You have all the apps, everything you can gamble. And listen, I was glad CBS asked us not to do that because I'm bad at it. So I don't do that anyway, just because I'm just so bad at it.
Oh, look, if we had a book, I would go bet $500 on the Chiefs, whether it be the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship, because I feel like I have to, and because it's a. But right. I can tell you, I have video of every $500 ticket I've ever bought betting on the Chiefs going down the toilet, every single one of them.
And I know what you do, because you'd like Patrick Mahomes. Oh, I'm going to bet $500 he's the MVP. Oh, I like Travis Kelce. Guess what? I'm going to bet Travis Kelce scores the first touchdown.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You go through all your guys, right? And you're like, okay, I want them to do well, so I'm going to bet them.
That's right. Listen, I want you to do well, above all, Mr. Trent Green. And I just love having you on the show, and I appreciate you, man, because this is a super special time for us, man, in sports. Like, you know, I mean, we really do have a phenom for a quarterback. We're in a great position, and this is the stuff that legend is made of, that kids talk about as they get older, that guys talk about they were at the game. I mean, this is a pretty cool time to be in Kansas City and be a sports fan.
Well, it is. And I think the combination of Andy Reid as a head coach with Patrick Mahomes, I think they just fit what it is that Andy wants to run offensively and the way this team's set up. It's pretty phenomenal when you think Andy Reid took the Philadelphia Eagles to four consecutive AFC championship or NFC championship games, and now he's taking the Chiefs to four consecutive AFC championship games. He's the only head coach in NFL history to do that with two different teams. He's the fifth all-time winningest coach in NFL history. I mean, there's so many things, not only that Patrick has done, but that Andy continues to do as well. It's pretty historic what we're here and what we're getting a chance to witness. So, yeah, soak it all in. Don't get spoiled, Chiefs fans. This is not normal. I know we say it every year. It's not normal, but Patrick Mahomes and this team makes it look normal, and it's a lot of fun to watch. So definitely enjoy it.
Take care, my friend. We will talk Monday or Tuesday next week, or when you have time. And man, I hope it's one of those great talks because we're on our way to the Super Bowl.
I can't wait. Always great talking to you, Johnny. Have a good week.
Love you, brother. Stay there, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.